I have set things up so that you have to check your knowledge before you can see the other quizzes. Other versions of the quizzes. I can't make you do it, but it is in your best interest because you want to know your ignorance before you start to read. And you must read, but why shouldn't you be able to safely skip something that you know accurately? So the check your knowledge quizzes can help you learn and not just fake it. The way it's after you take the syllabus acknowledgement quiz, and when the date comes in the hour, 12 a.m., on the date that's set in the course schedule, if you click on quizzes and exams, whether you do it inside the learning module or on from the left menu, you're going to see a box like the one you see in the example below. There are some modifications to some text and dates, obviously. And if you want to know why the box is, you certainly can click on the extra link there. But the boxes tell you what's there, and they tell you the dates whenever exams will be visible, assuming you've met any prerequisites you have for essays, and that's covered in the Good Habits for Evidence, a different section. But you see these three check your knowledge quizzes, and that's all you've got. So you could take them all right now, but if you take a look at the course schedule, you certainly want to start on the first one so that you have mastered it by the time that I'm going to measure for whether or not you should have mastered it. So you see these three quizzes and check your knowledge quizzes, and you take them, and I tell you that you saw an example of what it looks like. There are between 20 and 40 questions, next to no points for it, 0.01. But so it doesn't matter that you do well, it matters that you do accurately, because if you do accurately, you'll fix your mistakes and you'll be able to understand. So you take check your knowledge quiz A, and then what happens is after you do that, you need to click on the shortcut to quizzes and exams, or you could use the left menu. But what you now see for quiz A is the two versions of it. The practice one, and then the one where you actually need to have made 9 or 10 by the date in the course schedule to get an extra 2 points extra credit. And who else is giving 20% interest anywhere? So that is a good reward. So that's how they work. If you need other tips for anything, you'll see some tips below, but if you need other tips for anything, just ask. I may have already built one.